WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, some dense fog, and 67 degrees. The National Weather Service says that areas of dense fog developed across portions of southwest Iowa this morning due to the rain that fell last night, and visibilities may be reduced to one quarter mile or less at times. The fog should burn off in the next few hours as daytime heating commences, so if driving through the fog this morning, be sure and leave additional space between you and the car ahead of you and drive at a safe speed. In the news, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers this morning released a report on weekend activity in his department. Brothers said early Saturday morning that 27-year-old Anthony Michael Shaner of Iowa City was arrested on suspicion of operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. Shaner was released on $1,000 bond. Also on Saturday, residents on West Division and South 16th Streets in Clarinda reported someone destroyed their mailboxes using a blunt instrument of some sort. Damage from the incidents, which remain under investigation, amounted to $200. And on Friday, a Clarinda resident reported to police that she'd been the victim of a mail fraud scheme. Loss was estimated at $400. That incident also remains under investigation. News time is 8:01.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store, your locally owned Verizon authorized wireless retailer in Atlantic. Are you dreading the long car ride on vacation and hearing your kids saying, "Are we there yet?" Well, I have a solution for you, a 4G LTE smartphone from Verizon Wireless. You can keep your kids entertained with many different games that you can put on your 4G LTE smartphone, and you can make sure they know exactly how close you are to your final destination with turn-by-turn directions with the free GPS service that comes on all Droid products. You can even check the weather on the go with a 4G LTE smartphone as you have internet wherever you go. To get set up with your new 4G LTE smartphone, stop in at the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032. We're here to answer any questions you might have about your Verizon Wireless cell phone and provide you with the best possible customer service. Activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com. Smartphones required, a data package.
The first of two public hearings will be held this evening in Messina with regard to the disposal of the Centennial Park property. The hearing takes place at 6:45 at the Messina City Hall prior to the start of the regular council session. During the regular session at 7 o'clock, the Messina City Council will hold discussion on the Centennial Park matter, followed by action on a resolution creating and approving terms of a resolution to dispose of the property, and the date for a special meeting on disposal of the property and a related public hearing. The council will also act on approving a street dance for the Main Street Bar and Grill, set for August 18th, and other matters, including a designated children playing area sign for some city streets, and no parking signs on either side of East Cedar from 6th to Clark Streets in Messina. The City Council in Audubon will hold its regular meeting this evening beginning at 7 o'clock, and on their agenda is a progress report on abatements, a report from the fire chief, discussion about city radios and resolutions approving cigarette permits, the publication of 2011 wages, and the transfer of funds from water to general. The Audubon City Council will also discuss sewer rates, wages, and raises. Sheriff's officials in Guthrie County early this morning released the name of a Greene County man who drowned in Lake Panorama Saturday evening. 54-year-old Larry Blanchfield of Sherdan died shortly after the incident occurred at around 5:20 p.m. Saturday. Authorities say they received a 911 call from a cell phone at around 5:23 p.m., indicating there was a subject down in the water at Lake Panorama who was unresponsive. Emergency services responded, including Panora Fire and Rescue, a Lake Patrol, State Patrol, and Guthrie County Sheriff's Office. A male subject later identified as Blanchfield was pulled from the water with the help of citizens and the Lake Patrol. The Panora paramedics attempted to revive the man by performing CPR but were unsuccessful. Blanchfield was transported to the Guthrie County Hospital where he was pronounced dead. A preliminary investigation indicates that Blanchfield initially jumped off the boat into the water to retrieve a hat and went under the water and did not resurface. The investigation is continuing at this time, but authorities believe alcohol was not a factor in that accident. Severe thunderstorms Sunday evening and overnight brought strong winds, some hail, and much-needed rain. Here in Atlantic, we received 9/10 of an inch of rain at the KJAN studios. Other areas of town reported as much as 1.4 inches. Up at the valley, Highway 71 and Interstate 80, our spotter says that she received 8/10 of an inch of rain. An unofficial rainfall report from Walnut indicated 1.9 inches. Harlan had a little over 9/10 of an inch. Messina, 1.53 inches. In Shenandoah, 1.84 inches of rain fell. Anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain fell over portions of western and northwestern Pottawatomie County last night as the storms continued to train and reform over an area stretching from the Interstate 86-80 split southwest along Interstate 80 toward Council Bluffs. The storms also brought some unwanted hail. The National Weather Service says nickel-sized hail fell at around 10:30 p.m. in Council Bluffs. Strong winds toppled a power pole north of Atlantic along Olive Street near Chicago Road just after 8 o'clock Sunday night. The pole fell across Olive Street, blocking the road for some 30 to 40 minutes. Two people, an adult male and child, were injured during a single vehicle accident Saturday afternoon northwest of Atlantic. Their names are expected to be released later this morning. The accident happened on Highway 173, about 1/2 mile north of Eastland Road, or about 2 miles north of the intersection of 173 and 83 at around 3:25 p.m. According to dispatch reports, an approximately 45-year-old male was trapped in the vehicle. The 4-year-old male child was in the back seat in a child safety seat. The man was freed from the vehicle by crews of the Atlantic Fire and Rescue. He suffered head and back injuries but was conscious and communicating with rescuers when they arrived. He was flown by LifeNet helicopter to an Omaha hospital. The child was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital with what were described as minor injuries. Maury first responders were also called to the scene to offer assistance along with Cass County Sheriff's deputies. Highway 173 was blocked to traffic for nearly an hour. Additional details, again, are currently not available. Also in Western Iowa news this morning, 6 patients who were afflicted with a flesh-eating bacteria were treated in the past several weeks at an Omaha hospital, including at least one Iowan. The condition is very rare and often deadly. The Iowa woman survived. Jane Bessenius is from Shaler in Sac County, and she says she first saw the spot on her arm April 12th.
I noticed in the morning a little round, pinkish-red circle on my elbow, my left elbow. On the way home, this arm, that red dot, swelled up to about an oval the size of your cupped hand, and it became very hot and very painful, my arm did.
And that's when the spot on her arm swelled to the size of a softball. Bessenius' daughter, a doctor, told her to get to an emergency room right away. Bessenius had surgery at a Spencer hospital and seemed to be getting better for a while, but things quickly worsened.
We could see the redness spreading up and down the arm about an inch every 15, 20 minutes.
Well, that's when Bessenius was airlifted to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. And when she arrived, she had a temperature of 104 degrees and was extremely sick. Doctors say the cause of her condition was a staph infection. She spent 8 days in a hospital being treated in the hyperbaric oxygen unit. She has recovered but will continue to receive physical therapy so she can regain the full use of her arm. Dr. Jeffrey Sarton is an infectious disease specialist at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. He says people shouldn't panic as this type of case usually appears in the region 2 or 3 times a year.
There are some stories that get in the news that are very dramatic and tragic, really, but these are very, very rare. And there are a lot of bad things that can happen to you out there, and there are probably others that are more likely that you should worry about.
The affliction is called the necrotizing fasciitis, and it kills 30 to 40% of the people who become infected. Generally, he says the flesh-eating bacteria does not spread from one person to another.
Most cases of this, if somebody gets it and you're in contact with them, you're at no great risk. There are a few exceptions, if you will. For instance, if somebody has a staph infection, like especially the resistant staph called MRSA, if you live in the household with that person, you're more likely to have MRSA on your body. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get a bad skin infection.
A Georgia woman who recently went zip lining and landed in a river contracted a severe case of the disease. She had to have both hands and leg amputated. The Nebraska Medical Center has the area's only level 1 hyperbaric oxygen unit. And Democratic congressional candidate Kristi Vilsack says her opponent, Republican Steve King, should return the pay raises he's gotten since being elected to Congress in 2002.
A service member in Iowa makes about $48,000 a year. I'm a public school teacher. If I were still teaching, I'd be making about $50,000 a year. And Steve King makes $178,000 a year. And for people struggling in the 4th District, I think that's a considerable sum.
But Vilsack misspoke. The current salary for members of Congress is $174,000. King's salary has increased nearly $20,000 since he took office in January of 2003.
At the same time, he has not voted for a bonus pay for our service members. $1,500 is all they ask for.
King has said he deserves his pay raises because actions he's taken as a member of Congress have saved taxpayers billions of dollars.
To decide that you should vote yourself a pay raise and then actually say that you deserve it is not right. So I think he should give it back.
King's campaign accuses Vilsack of misleading voters in a desperate attempt to distract them from her own policy positions. According to King's campaign spokesman, King has never voted to increase his pay on a standalone vote. But one time there was an opportunity to cast a vote on pay raises alone. King voted to freeze his pay. Vilsack says if she's elected to Congress, she'll give any pay raises back to the U.S. Treasury until the federal budget is balanced. She made her comments during a weekend appearance on Iowa Public Television. Vilsack and King are facing off to represent the new 4th Congressional District, which includes most of northwest Iowa, as well as the cities of Ames and Mason City. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the Commerce Department says Commerce Secretary John Bryson has been released from a hospital in the Los Angeles area after being treated for injuries over the weekend following two traffic crashes. Police say he'd been cited for felony hit and run in the aftermath of the crashes, which left him unconscious. Stocks around the world have been much higher today after the European Union said it would lend Spain as much as $125 billion to save its banks, and it looks as if Wall Street will be opening higher as well. Stock futures have been up in advance of the opening bell. Tensions are high in Moscow on the eve of the large protest against President Vladimir Putin. Russian investigators have searched the apartments of several opposition leaders and called them in for questioning. Putin has taken a harder line against the opposition since he returned to the presidency in May. News time is 8:11.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store in Atlantic. Is your internet connection driving you up the wall? Off more than it's on? Constantly buffering when you're trying to watch video? Slower than slow or just no service at all to your home? Well, I have a solution for you. Dish High Speed Internet powered by Exceed. Dish High Speed Internet powered by Exceed has download speeds up to 12 megs. That's fast. With three different package options, just choose how much you'll need. All plans feature the same high speed with successively higher allowances at each point. Bundle up your internet service with qualifying Dish package and get $5 monthly bundled discount on one bill. Stop in the TV store, your local Dish authorized retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032 for all the details on satellite broadband that goes beyond your wildest expectations. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary. Visit your authorized Dish retailer for availability details, terms and conditions, and Viasat's ad allowance policy.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, Kim Sue Farrell, age 49, of Council Bluffs, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Kim Farrell will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Shane Alexander Kreese, the infant son of Andy Kreese and Megan Albers of Casey, passed away Thursday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Graveside services for Shane Kreese will be held Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Canby Cemetery in rural Casey. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Betty L. Truitt, age 74 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Betty Truitt will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. William Bill Carpenter, age 68 of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Bill Carpenter will be held Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Craig Cummins, age 55 of Fontenelle, died Sunday at his home in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Craig Cummins are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Fulmer Pete Nelson, age 90, a longtime resident of rural Oneida, died Sunday at the Colonial Manor. Services for Pete Nelson are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bobby R. Blake, age 57, a longtime resident of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Bobby Blake are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Anthony Dole, age 40 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Anthony Dole are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. News was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.